5:17 a.m. Central African Time on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning, Yawm al-Arba'a. My beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, my beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'a. Yes, it's the 13th of Safar, 1445, which is also the 30th of August, 2023. Well, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustaz. Remember our WhatsApp number for any questions, 084-786-3132. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Safar, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah Qasas, chapter 28, the narratives, and verses 65 and 66 in today's lesson. Almighty Allah addresses the people on the Day of Justice, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ, and He, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, will announce to them, to all the people, and to the non-Muslims in this verse, فَيَقُولْ, and Almighty Allah will question them, مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, what was your response to the messengers, to the prophets? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent messengers, elected them, and Almighty Allah selected them. They were not elected by people. They were selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And now what is your response? So remember that they will keep silent, because they know they are guilty as charged, and the limbs will be speaking, the mouth will be sealed, as mentioned in Surah Yasin. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. So remember on that day that sometimes the mouth will be sealed and the hands and the feet will bear testimony against them, and then they will ask, why are you doing all this? They will say, أنتقنا الله الذي أنتق كل شيء, Almighty Allah made us speak, who makes everything speak. So there will be so much evidence against them, no mitigating circumstances, and then they will say, yes, they are guilty as charged. Go open chapter 36, Surah Yasin, and verse number 65, and you will find everything there. Almighty Allah addresses the non-Muslims, all of them, any faith, Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Satanism, whatever ism they belong to beside Islam, and they sane and mature. Chapter 66, verse number 7. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims, لا تعتذروا اليوم, today the day of justice, the day of reckoning, do not cite any excuses. إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون, you will only be punished according to your deeds and your actions. So Almighty Allah gives us so many warnings. So what will happen? فعميت عليهم الأنباء يومئذ, فعميت, hence they will become obscure, blind, spiritually blind. عليهم الأنباء, أنباء is the news, the information, creation. So everything will become hidden and obscure for them. They won't be able to answer Yawma Idin on the day of justice, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment. For whom la yatasa'alun. Hence they will not be asking one another as well, because they all are guilty, the leaders and the followers. You can just see the propaganda and the oppression against Muslims in different parts of the world, and that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala giving them this opportunity to repent, but they will not repent, majority of them. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Do not even think that your Almighty Allah is one and alone, that he is unmindful of what these oppressors, transgressors, tenpot dictators are doing, but Almighty Allah will take them to task sooner or later. Allah ki lati be awaze, the stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. Let's take you around the world with the news, views, interviews, local, nationally and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Breaking news. Breaking news is the nuclear giants. One side, you must remember, China. The other side, India. They met here last week and they were shaking hands, taking photos. One side, Jinping. Other side, Modi. So remember, none of them really are friends of Islam and Muslim. So China drew up a new map. And in that, they took some portions of India. That is what India is claiming. So now there's big problems and they are protesting, but they can't do anything else. They know China will give them such a thrashing that they will go back to the Stone Age. You must remember that. So now India will know, Modiji and Yogi and those terrorists, they will know how it feels that what they are doing to the Muslims in Kashmir and occupying Kashmir. So if China steals and occupies their land, so very good. So this is the divine system of justice, you know, that Almighty Allah punishes you here in this world, how you are treating the Muslims and so forth. Yesterday the clips were gone viral, how they are destroying the mosque and so forth in India, because the army, the police, all are with them. Now let us come to the haramis, that is Israel, the rogue terrorist Nazi regime. So now listen to this story here. That there was an Air Seychelles. It was returning from Seychelles to Tel Aviv. So then that is what they claim. They say they were, maybe it was all, you understand, just a show, we don't know with politics. So nevertheless, let's carry it how they said. So Air Seychelles was returning and Israelis, they were on board, returning home, going back to Tel Aviv. So the plane developed some engine problem and landed in Saudi Arabia. So all the Jutlas disembarked there, the Jews, and they had a ball of a time in Saudi, courtesy of MBS, remember the Murtad bin Shaitan. So this is already preparing the people that very soon there will be ties, normalization between Saudis and between Israel, the rogue regime, both haramis. Saudi regime a kuffar and MBS is a pakka Murtad, and out of the fold of Islam, and BB and his two donkeys there, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, you know what they are. And then remember that yesterday I sent out to all the groups, the Israel soccer team that went to participate there in the E, you understand, soccer and so forth. So they say we were treated like royalty there in Saudi Arabia. We had a wonderful time. Now that is one side of the spectrum. Look at the other side. Ben-Gvir, the Minister of Security, the biggest donkey maybe Israel produced, and other ministers, they went there to the West Bank and they were cheering on, clapping hands, how they demolishing the houses of the Bedouins and so forth. So imagine you go to a place, you steal their land, then you demolish their houses, and the Bedouins, what they have? They have tents and so forth, and they are so happy about it. And what did Ben-Gvir and them say? This is our sacred duty. to drive off the Palestinians from the West Bank and so forth, even if they kill them. And that is what Joharetz has said. You must remember the settlers are killing the Palestinians with impunity. So what you Jutlas Haramis have to say, you are the super terrorists on this earth. And remember, therefore, you are the most despised nation on earth. You are not the chosen nation, you are a cursed nation. You just have to look at your Haaretz newspaper and you will find everything. And thereafter you will see Smotrich is destroying the Israeli economy. So very good, Jutla can destroy Jutla for us, we're very happy about it. Israel views India as the most favorable nation on earth currently. Didn't I tell you what Quran says? Chapter 5, verse number 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies, you must remember, are the Jews and the Hindus, and remember the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers. We never said every Jew. We never said every Hindu. But we definitely will say majority of them. Hurricane Idalia. I wonder where they get all these names. Today is Veterans Day, and it is 30th of August for you. For us, it is the 13th of Safar. So you must remember that Hurricane Idalia is going to strike Florida, and the people are being told they will have to evacuate. And it's increasing in velocity. The winds are coming to strike Florida at 100 miles per hour, 160 kilometers per hour. Water will be rising at 3.5 meters. So remember, Florida will be finished. The people will have to evacuate in their thousands. Millions will be left without electricity and power. We have no sympathy, empathy for these people. Remember, they supported Israel for the past 75 years. Hence, it's time for reaction and punishment for them. Listen to Toyota's story. Toyota suspends all assembly plants in Japan. They say there was something mechanically went wrong, and now they have to wait for the components. And that is how Almighty Allah shows. Look at today, 13th Safar. Tonight you must look at the moon, Laylatul Badr, and it is the full moon, shining in its glory. How many years? We are around for over 60 years, and then our parents, grandparents, millions of years, thousands of years, and never did it disappoint. Almighty Allah's system is always perfect. That on the 14th night, Laylatul Badr, Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand, it will shine in its glory and beauty. So that is Almighty Allah, the one and only worthy of worship. Sisi, the Pharaoh, the Murtad, the Harami of Egypt, did not come to South Africa. You know why? For the BRICS conference. He was frightened, like how Modi made a hasty exit from South Africa. He feared that he'll be arrested. That is Modi ji, the butcher of, remember, of Gujarat. Always called him butcher of Gujarat. And in the beginning of August, then remember, Google had him as the biggest criminal on earth, that is Modi. And you go to the Pharaoh, the Pharaoh of Egypt, so he feared if he comes to South Africa, he will be arrested because of the massacre of Rabah, where he murdered over 1,000 people and more. So these are the people, they fear coming to South Africa. Well done to the Muslims and our lawyers, the true Muslims. We don't speak of fence sitters, we don't speak of traitors, we don't speak of scholars for dollars. They are none entities as far as we are concerned. Just now I'll give you a news item, and Mawlana Arafat, you also must listen, because I'm going to send it to you, and then you must send it out, inshallah. Bahrain says too little too late. You see all these Arab states one by one. Waylul lil Arab. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said woe and destruction to the Arabs, and the Arab countries one by one going to fall, and they're already falling. So like a domino effect, you must remember. So the prisoners are on strike, hunger strike, and now the Bahraini government says, no, we will make concession. They told them, go to hell. We're continuing because it's too little, too late. Listen to this one here in Nigeria. 67 gay guys were arrested. They said, no, they went for a fashion show. He said, come here, we give you a fashion show. So they arrested them, put them in jail. It's very good. In Islam, for gays, remember, is the death penalty. Remember that. Uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul. When they are consenting adults, then you must give them the death penalty. You see, Canada, listen carefully with what I'm saying. Canada, it's warning its citizens. When they go to America, they gave a warning. Don't just go anywhere, everywhere to participate. Because, you know, America has 50 states. And if you belong to the LGBT community, maybe some places they won't allow you to participate and so forth. Can you believe that now? So among themselves, they're having so many problems. Because all of them are cursed, you must remember this. G20 summit to take place in India, Putin won't be attending, but his foreign minister Lavrov will be ending. BBC carried an article. You must know in life which horse to back. Always remember that. You must know which horse to back. You can never back a jutla. Jutla is a harami. You can never back. You must remember and support that the BJP and Modi and his thugs and his mob of terrorists, they are a disaster. You must now vote and support which horse? Putin. BBC carried the article. I read it myself last night. So they say the Ukrainians are dying in their dozens daily. The Ukrainians are dying in their dozens daily. So let's say it's 4 dozen, 50 people, 48. We know we round it off at 50. So if every day if 50 Ukrainians are dispatched to hell, not that Putin is a good guy. He's a harami, but he's a good harami for us now in taking on Ukraine and dismantling the jutlas there. And because the prime minister, president are jutlas, all cooked up there also. Then taking on NATO and the proxy war of America and giving them a thrashing that they don't know what is happening. You must remember that. Well done, Putin. So the opposition in Zimbabwe says there must be a re-election. I want to ask the African Union, what you all doing about this? Therefore, the world laughs at Africa. Majority of the prime ministers, president, corrupt like you can't believe. And therefore, the whiteys come and they give you money over the table, under the table, under the matras and under the mattress and pala pala. And then you become the jokers of the earth because you are so corrupted, majority of you. So, Prigozhin, the leader, boss of Wagner, was buried in St. Petersburg. I went to St. Petersburg. I don't have time. Very beautiful city. And which places you must visit? If you know the history of St. Petersburg, it was Leningrad. Then they changed the name. So anyway, in a private burial, they didn't allow media. They say, all of you stay outside. The police and the army were there. Imran Khan, he's winning a little bit, it seems. So the court suspends Imran Khan's, remember, prison sentence. But he's still in jail. We don't know. They say maybe today, tomorrow, Friday. You know, in Pakistan, the corruption, the Choroki Hukumat, hey, they are a bunch of crooks and thugs running Pakistan. Maulana, all corrupted. Remember that. So that is the truth of Pakistan. If there's free and fair election this year or next year, remember Imran Khan. I got nothing to do, but we must speak the truth. So remember this, that Imran Khan will win a landslide victory in all the provinces, and that is why they want to keep him in prison. Now listen, there seems to be some guy at least speaking with some reason, and he is not a whitey, that's for sure. So he is a guy standing on the part of the GOP. Take Trump one side, right? To me, it looks like that this guy, Biden, will also, they'll put him to retirement, as it is, they fed up with him. And I think Trump also, maybe they'll tell him, you got too many problems. So this guy is so far the front runner beside Trump. His name, I can't pronounce it, but I can pronounce his surname, Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy. So my neighbor in Heidelberg, I'll be there in Heidelberg this week, Friday for Juma in the town masjid. I had neighbors there, Ramaswamy. So I wonder, this guy here, he's Ramaswamy. So the Ramaswamy is leading the GOP, the Republican Party, you see, as a candidate. He left everybody else. Now, he's got very interesting policy, foreign policy. He says immediately this war must stop in Ukraine. We must get out. It's a waste of time for us. We're just losing money and resources. And so, more important than that, he said, our support for the... He didn't use the word rogue and apartheid. I'm using that. But this is what he means in the answer. That our support for the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, we must start weaning. You know, when a mother is breastfeeding the baby, and now she comes to 1 year, 1.5 years, now she's approaching 2 years, she has to wean the baby off the breast, you know, so to stop giving the milk. So yeah, he says we have to start weaning the military support and all that to Israel. Well done, Ramaswamy. At least one guy spoke some sense there. On the other side, we have Sanders, but he's now in the minority. But this guy is a front runner, so things might turn out very interesting. Then you must remember that, yeah, in South Africa, so they told us last week in the BRICS summit that very soon load shedding will be of the past. China and South Africa has just signed deals, this one and this one. Well, South Africans, you're going back to stage 4 in load shedding. Go check your citizen, go check your local newspapers. So immediately some places have gone to stage 4. And remember, this is the announcement, Maulana, for you and all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Last night I slept after 11 o'clock. I was receiving very good news. And Hazrat Maulan Abdul Hamid Sahib, Hafizahullah, principal of Darulum Azadwal, Allah Ta'ala reward him, Allah grant him siha afia, that somebody recorded Hazrat's majlis and sent it to me, 3 clips. So I sent it out last night about 11 o'clock. I'll send it to you, Maulana, today, inshallah, when I send the podcast to you, which Junaid Murta will send, inshallah, inshallah, and you must send it to thousands of people. Remember that. Wonderful advices. How a coup, you call this a coup d'etat. So how a coup was pulled off, you must remember this. Very interesting. And remember this. That's why you see what a mess, you must remember, South Africa is. So may Almighty Allah protect us from the scholars for dollars and the traitors to Islam, you must remember. And he made it so clear with evidence, you must remember. And we also will take out something, inshallah, very, very soon. And we will mention all the things that happened. So may Almighty Allah, this is what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about. Inna akhwafa ma akhafu ala ummati al-a'immatul mudillun. It's sahih, authentic hadith in Mustafa Ahmad. Verily, the thing I fear the most for my ummah are the imams, are the ulama, are the scholars who themselves are corrupted astray and lead others astray. Listen to it, all of you, brothers, sisters, and inshallah, it will open your eyes and ears. Unless you got jaundice, then it's different. You must remember, then it's not my problem. Last one, remember, for you Muslims of South Africa, male, female, every one of you is wajib, compulsory. You must sign the petition against the South African government who wants to lock us up. I perform a nikah, and if that law is passed, then I am not a marriage officer. So they want to lock me up for 5 years and impose a fine upon me. People are committing rape and murder. They don't give them that punishment, but they want to give us this punishment, the Muslims, who are the ulama, the hafiz, the imam, people performing their duties. We are the most sober people in South Africa, the most peaceful people, but they want to infringe and encroach upon our rights. So therefore, stand up for Islam. Remember that it's compulsory and wajib upon you. Leave all these bootlickers and all these scholars for dollars and traitors, remember that. You must stand up for Islam. Remember, the petitions are out, one by Majlisul Ulama. Allah Ta'ala preserve our Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib. He said the satanic ANC government, 100% is correct. And second one, Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal have sent it. Very easy, they got steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes, you can do it. And third one, the Wifakul Ulama have sent out. out. So go to their petitions and just sign it and do everything, and it's compulsory. Tomorrow is cut-off date. So you do at least something for the sake and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Today, inshallah, Al-Aziz Mu'azzahid Khan will be back. Allah grant him complete shifa and cure. So 8:30 to 9, he will be, inshallah, with special investigator Mike. You understand? Ballhouse. Something is there, surname is a bit difficult for me. So he's a special investigator for 35 years. So listen to the interview, very interesting. 11 to 12 will be, inshallah, the bliss of marriage with Mona Arafat and myself. 1 to 2 will be tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran, inshallah. Today is Wednesday afternoon. Make special dua. Almighty Allah, decimate and destroy the jutlas who are murdering our Palestinians. Almighty Allah, destroy the butcher, you must remember, of Gujarat and Ameen. The enemies of Islam. Ameen. If there's no hidayat and guidance for them, and Almighty Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our mosques throughout the world.
5:43 a.m. South African time. Breaking news from our beloved brother Ibrahim Anderson. He says, dear respected Honorable Mufti Saab and Mulana Arafat, assalamu alaikum. Kindly help us with the shahada of 37 women and 9 men from South Coast with affidavit done under their own consent, inshallah. We are ready and waiting, Ustad. I think it's 46 people in total, 37 women and 9 men, Ustad.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar Kabira. We praise Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala alone. And remember, Hada min Fadli Rabbi. This is not we are non entities. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Hada rahmatun min Rabbi. Come, all of you, 46, my sisters and brothers, all of you read. Ashhadu, Allah. Allah, ilaha, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, muhammadan, abduhu, wa rasuluh. So now all of you are Muslim. Well done, my brother Ibrahim Anderson. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Allah Ameen. Accept from all of us. Ameen. And mashallah, they have the affidavits. You God gave them Muslim names. So everything done. So you, my brothers, sisters, read now the translation. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship, except Almighty Allah, and I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be, the final prophet and messenger of Islam, and Almighty Allah sent him as the final messenger and prophet. So now you are 100% Muslim, and you must learn about Islam. I told you, my nephew is there, my sister's son, Mona Ismail Karim, is Pingo Beach. You are in the South Coast. You go by him, and you want his number, contact me, 071-888-1184. And the Darul Uloom, the madrasa, the mosque is there in Ispingo Beach. You just ask Ismail Karim Maulana. Everybody knows him, so he'll help you out, whatever, everything free of charge. And I told him also, so inshallah, well done to all of you. Inshallah, before we terminate the program, we'll make a dua also, inshallah al-Aziz. Jazakallah khairan.
I'm a pastor from KZN. How come you and Anderson and Mr. AK, you guys converting everyone, but you guys can't get it right with me? Your religion is not so sincere, pastor of God, man of God, Ustad.
So, Mr. Pastor, I want to pose one question only to you. What makes you, it's not first time you woke up now to listen to us. So, remember this. So, I'm asking you, why you wake up 5 o'clock to listen to us? So early in the morning, you can be sleeping and thinking of Bishop Tutu, or you can be thinking of Jesus dying on the cross. According to you, we reject that, obviously. Or you can be thinking about your different versions of the Bible, which is confusing the virgins. Or you can be thinking about the Pope or whoever else. So why you have to listen to us? You see, my brother, when there's a magnet, then you have to gravitate towards it. So Islam is the only religion on this earth that has a constitution that has been not been tampered with. America, the West, internet fundis, all of them are trying their level best to corrupt the text of the noble Quran. But chapter 15 and verse number 9, so Almighty Allah teaches us, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily, we, Almighty Allah, stamping His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, we have revealed this reminder, this Quran Sharif, and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, gradually piecemeal. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And surely we are protecting it, preserving it. There's no religion on the face of the earth that has a constitution and they can say 100% this is the Torah that was revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. This is the Injil, the gospel revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. So none of them can say that, but we can say 100% because we have millions of people in the world, male, female, adult and children, who have memorized the text in the original language, in the Arabic language. The last time a pastor told me that, after 1-2 days he came and he said, AK, make me Muslim. What you say, pastor? You ready to become Muslim or what? You see? So don't come with your stories. You like Islam, but you're worried about your perks. If you embrace Islam, they're going to fire you from the church. And then you won't get Lomali. You see? You won't get Lomula Mula. You see, that is your problem, pastor. So that is the truth.
La mula mula, Ustad. My name is Rafiq. I play snooker for a living. Is my income halal, Ustad?
Totally haram, my brother. You're playing snooker, you're playing billiards, you're playing this. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. Go open chapter 23, the first 5 verses, your answer is there. So the Muslim, he cannot indulge and engage in futile activities, playing snooker, looking for the black, looking for the white, looking for the pink and all this, day and night playing that. So no, totally waste of time, no benefit in this world, no benefit in the year after. You win the guy and then, and remember, you become the champion, your income haram, tainted, polluted. For a Muslim to play snooker, billiards, all that, whatever else you want to call it. When we were young, they used to teach us all this. That's how I know. My one connection had a big snooker table. So we used to go there and mess around because we never knew how to play. When they weren't there, then we used to hit all of them inside, you know, but by chance and so forth. So when we were young, all these things we used to try, all waste of time. Activities. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Min husni Islam il mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'anih. One of the beauty of Islam is that you must shun and leave out all actions and speech of vanity, futile speech, futile actions, absolutely haram, not permissible.
I've got Sister Barbara. She says, AK, do you know that once Trump becomes the US president, one of his first decisions will be to withdraw from NATO? What will be the implication to European and world security? Barbara, Ustad.
You see, that is what Trump wants to do. But whether they will allow him or not, you know why they are doing all this here. They don't want him as come. Because Trump is a maverick character. One day he will speak like this, one day he will speak like that. When he was president, not one day passed where he never spoke lies. So you must remember that you are a whitey, you and your husband, and whiteys, majority of you love Trump. Despite all the crimes he committed, despite all the lies he spoke, smoke, despite not closing Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. He could have closed that. So you must remember that my sister, Dr. Afia, is in a hell holder. He could have released her and so forth. But what he went to do, he told the Jutlas, the Haramis, the cursed and despised nation on earth, I, Donald Trump, will take the embassy of America from Tel Aviv and place it in Jerusalem. You must just put my name there. I will steal the Golan Heights and you will make it part of Israel and you must call it Trump Heights. He is a narcissist, he's an egoist, and remember, he's a character and a quarter, not character and a half. So remember that for us, all our enemies, whether it's Democrats, whether it's Republicans, so what will happen? So Europe will get weaker and weaker. Those Europeans are a bunch of idiots. If they had some common sense, they should never have joined America in the war against Russia. Who's losing men now? Not Americans, they are financing it. But you see the Ukrainians and now the Europeans, what support they're giving. BBC says that you're losing 50 men. That is what they say. And reality is more obviously, plus minus approximately 50 men a day you're losing. So Putin all the way is a winner and giving them a threshing of their life. And what they told us, Putin got cancer. They told us Putin doesn't have bullets. He doesn't have arms, ammunition. Putin hasn't started with his submarines. Putin hasn't started with his nuclear. If he does that, he'll wipe the whole of America and the whole of this of Europe away. Remember that. I will go, but I'll take you with me. But that he's leaving for the last. Let's see what happens. So remember, to us, Trump is a disaster. Biden is a disaster. America is a disaster. And once the de-dollarization takes place and the dollar falls, America falls, Israel and all those Arab tinpot dictators, haramis, and traitors to Islam will fall. And that is what we want must happen, inshallah.
Well, sir, the time is up, but let's go one more question quickly, Sister Ranel. Has a former spy ever become president? Ustad, Sister Ranel.
So, who's not a spy? So you must remember that is there. So you must remember, if you look at Israel and you go look at their system, how you become prime minister. If you look at America, if Congress does not vet you and approve you, you can never become president. So they all are spies in one way or the other. Go read about the Freemasons and see that how they work and operate and behind the scenes. And they are the ones who will say, this guy must be. For what Imran Khan was put in jail. So remember, America said, we don't want to deal with him. So they have a hand everywhere, you must remember. Okay, quickly, let's make dua, inshallah. Our brother, mashallah, Ibrahim Anderson, and our new brothers, sisters in the fold of Islam, Allah Ta'ala accept everybody. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Allahumma thabbitna الإيمان وامتنا للإيمان وشرنا يوم القيامة بالإيمان قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين